America Houston, about 1 minute to LOS. Nothing further for you. We'll see you on the other side.
Okay, Gordo, we hustling like hell. We might make it.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, 107.59 ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 17. We've had loss of signal at this time. As Apollo 17 coasted behind the moon on the 10th lunar orbit, approximately 47 minutes until the spacecraft both come around the far side. As the crew prepares to transfer into the lunar module, that is, Cernan and Schmidt prepare to transfer into the lunar module and get it powered up in preparation for today's activities of the descent orbit insertion maneuver number 2 and ultimately the landing at Taros Litro and the first extravehicular activity. As they come around the moon on the 11th revolution, they will have checked out the lunar module with a few exceptions, such as they will deploy the landing gear after acquisition of signal. Also at that time, both spacecraft, Challenger and America, though still docked, will be on separate air-to-ground links. Lunar module will be on the normal channel. The command service module link with Ron Evans will be piped into room 161 in the news center building for those newsmen covering the mission who prefer to listen to the command service module orbital science activities. As Apollo 17 went behind the western limb of the moon, the orbit measured 12 nautical miles at Paracentian and 60.2 at Apocentian. Some maneuvers coming up. The next major maneuver for the lunar module will be the descent orbit insertion number 2, which at this time is predicted or is calculated to take place at a ground elapsed time of 112 hours, 1 minute, 59.1 seconds. Total burn time of 21.8 seconds. For a delta V or velocity change of 7.6 feet per second, which will change the orbit to an apocynthian of 60.4 nautical miles and a paracynthian, or nearest approach, which is just uprange of the landing site, of 6.7 nautical miles. The big maneuver of the day, of course, is power descent and landing, which at this time is calculated to take place at a ground elapsed time of 112 hours, 49 minutes, 27 seconds, lasting 11 minutes and 57 seconds. plus whatever hover time is available as they get down to the landing site. Total delta V, or velocity change, to get out of orbit and break in to the descent path and ultimately the hovering and touchdown at Taurus Littrow, 6,693 feet per second. Some 43 minutes now away from acquisition as Apollo 17, America, and Challenger come from behind the moon on orbit number 11. And at 108.04 ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.